Food first, food first. Integration volunteers.
Here, integration is this table.
We have the topic of integration in community with four questions. What is the meaning of volunteers for the development of Oroville? How to better recognize their input? How to raise the community's awareness about value of volunteers and improve Oroville's hospitality at large? How can we help them to become newcomers? So we have taken in this large topic of integration in community point per point and have brainstormed and put in together our thoughts and ideas. So I will just go through the points of discussion, these summarized points that came through our group. For what is the meaning of volunteers for the development of Oroville? We came with the thought that all Orovillians are volunteers. So that was a first point of discussion. That people who come here are giving a gift, and most of the project, construction project and places like that, they co-create permanent assets. Basically, they come in on a short term, but they're, through their work and their contribution, also creating something that will stay in Oroville, whether they are staying or not. Volunteers come with new energy. They're like a flow of life into Oroville, that they're like prana. And the like breathing coming in and out. Independent volunteers get really engaged in Oroville, networking with the world, creating inspiration. Here the idea was that volunteers come and go, and that was also linked with the thought of breathing and prana. They come, they give their knowledge, they gain something from Oroville and go out of Oroville again and share it with their network of friends and people. So there is that networking that is created, and then also people throughout the world knowing about Oroville and relating with their experience that they had in Oroville and carrying that with them like a seed. From the Orovillian side, it also requires a lot of patience to receive volunteers. That in your chart you were saying that the peak time of volunteers was in February. That also corresponds to the high guest season, also in the moment where people also receive a lot of family and friends. So that is also a moment when Orovillians are not available to welcome and receive, on top of it, volunteers who will always systematically ask the same questions. But there was also the statement that there are different statuses, Orovillian, newcomer, volunteer, guests, and it's just a fact that Oroville recognizes these different statuses that can trigger other...
Can you go a little faster?
Yeah, I'm just reading what's written here. How to better recognize their input. To recognize their input, maybe actually there needs to be a better communication, a good communication, units expressing their needs and their experiences through newsletters, or using Oronet, using the news and notes, maybe having a regular column, volunteer column, saying what are the activities run by SAVI, or what is an input of one volunteer that has done something that is changing into Oroville, or that's valuable for Oroville. And basically taking the time for every single newcomer, volunteer that have come and given something to Oroville to just acknowledge and say thank you. That's the unit's work, that would be the mentoring work, that would be Savi's work, but also just to have that moment of a formal thank you. That's also a lot of volunteers ask for a certificate, so to recognize also that when the volunteers come to Oroville, it is something that they take along with them as part of their CV or part of their life experience, and if they give, they also receive a lot. And it is important to say it and to acknowledge that volunteers who come to Oroville also receive a lot from Oroville and the Orovillians. So Oroville basically gives and receives out of this exchange of volunteering. that the units could also just recognize the input of the volunteers by securing basics with food and lodging. That would be a good thing to start with.
Ideal.
Concerning how to raise the community's awareness about the value of volunteers and improve Oroville's hospitality at large. Maybe create alternative low-cost accommodations, build staff quarters, create areas for receiving specifically volunteers. Because of the housing shortage, because of the idea that eventually volunteers would be taken in guest space in guest season, volunteers have to leave the guest houses, taking in newcomer spaces, and so on and so forth, to really have the units who want volunteers coming in create space to receive them. That was something that came up. Concerning the last question, which was how can we help them to become newcomer, it was felt that it is something that is very personal, that how to help anybody become a newcomer is something that we don't want to interfere with. It is a personal choice to become a newcomer or not. And there is a setup, there is a system that's here, but you don't help somebody to become particularly newcomer. Nevertheless, we share the association in between Entry and Savi that has been very close and growing for the past 2.5+ years, and how there is now a system where, as you said in your presentation, that volunteers come in with long-term volunteers coming with the exact same visa as newcomers. When they have finished their volunteership, if everything has happened well and they decide that they want to become newcomers, it is possible to go to the entry service, have an interview, and not go back to their home country, come back with a new visa, but stay on that visa and just get their extension and start their newcomer process while being here. That on the reverse, the same way the association in between growth is very valuable for the entry service, because when there are people who are approaching the entry service but are not yet ready or would need more time to explore Oroville or spend more time in Oroville, it is also a fantastic thing to be able to say, go to Savi, be here as a volunteer. It's not going to add on any costs to you coming and going and so on, but it gives you space to explore and be in Oroville. And this, because Indians don't have restrictions with visas, is something that they have where they can spend the amount of time they want before they decide, but for foreigners, it's very much linked with time. So, another point also in this last thing was to say that also that you said in your presentation is that all the requests for visas are channeled through entry, so there is really a strong association in between Savi and entry service that has developed over the past few years. Well,
Thank you very much.
Yeah, we work very with much creativity. And so for the second floor has left, so she had a constraint. So I'll try to summarize what has been discussed, and I will be much more rapid about the information registration and administration process. For the first question about should Oroville welcome all volunteers, or and how to regulate the big flow of volunteers, it was mainly said that yes, definitely Oroville has to remain open. Maybe there should be we should build some accommodation to make them more welcome, or there should we should know them better, and there'll be some ideas on that. We need to know them better, but definitely the main response is no, we should not make a selection.
Restriction on numbers.
No restriction on numbers.
Because actually the restriction which happen naturally is the restriction on housing, which make it happening like that. There was the idea to possibly raise funds to find more places for hosting them. Then about the what you perceive about the current registration policy. Interesting idea was to maybe think more or work more on a specificity for farming. And it was discussed and said that maybe in the context of the farming and the forest groups, there should be some more detailed discussions to look into their specific needs to see if there is some adjustment that can be done for them. Because they definitely need arms and help. An idea was also to better explain the steps, and I heard the help of Renew to make more attractive and maybe humorous the description of the different steps of the registration formalities from A to Z. Also an interesting idea was that there should be some detailed survey on the plus and minus of what is the financial impact of volunteers on the urban economy, and what are the costs and what are the expenses and what is the revenue, so as to work and to discuss on more transparent facts instead of having just some ideas that where the system was deviated and so on. So more clarity on that. And then there was a lot of discussion about the AutoCAD system, which is not very satisfactory as such, but needs to be maybe see how it works because of the impact it has on the fact that people are buying outside of Auroville services of housing and restaurants and so on that are lost for the Auroville economy. I would say what would you propose to make your admin processes more welcoming and practical? This was at the end and there was not much time to discuss. Again, there was an idea of a brochure and maybe more communication about these different the C-form steps, the C-form registration point in a town hall. I can say that's it. So, number three.
So, of course, many of the things have already been said, and I will try to generalize it very quickly instead of reading through the whole thing. The first thing we had were the benefits. I think that's an obvious topic. Everybody knows that we need volunteers, and they support and bring life for us. Kripa talked about the prana. They breathe in, they breathe out, and bring life for us. So we need them, and the challenges for dealing with volunteers, of course, are their human needs. They need a place for their social lives. They need to interact with the common culture. So all of these things are challenges for a host service or unit. These are also fairly obvious things. We had also a question on policy for working conditions. We call for flexibility. You can't have a general policy for volunteers in order. It has to be every unit, every place has a whole different thing. As we know, every community in order is a totally different story, so obviously we can't have a uniform policy. Also, people are not happy about the so-called tax on order, whether it was 900 contribution. That has to all be reviewed. That has to be changed. We cannot try to solve some of the economic problems of volunteers are part of our life force, we'd be shooting ourselves in the foot if we do that kind of stuff. And so there was, we want to welcome, basically our whole thing here was how to welcome volunteers and also to recognize that we are all volunteers also. We're all a team, we're all working together. We have to make it as easy for them as possible. And you can't come with this old mentality of trying to restrict them, because if a few people abuse the system, then we impose all these things on everybody of putting down deposits and having to go through all these procedures, also imitating policies from the government, or we're trying to be agents of the Indian government's visa regulations and all that. That doesn't fit in the Oroville picture. And the last thing, of course, recognition for volunteers. We should offer them as many services as we can afford, you know, so they can get into Matrimon gear, things like that, very basic things. They also need easy access to the solar kitchen, things like that. We have to facilitate and be as open as possible.
Thank you so much.
Good summary.
Yeah.
So we have three papers, so I'm going to try to summarize. So the first thing was about mentoring and doing the follow-up of the volunteers and students. Can you hear? So what can we do to help the volunteer better understand Oroville? So one suggestion was to create an orientation program like there is for the newcomers, but sometimes the volunteers don't stay long enough. So there is other proposal. First thing is that as much as possible information should be given beforehand, before they come. So maybe by creating a website, for example. Many units or farms have their own website already available, or blogs or Facebook page where future volunteers can find information and feedback from previous volunteers. It's important that the person who, the host who welcomed the volunteers, takes time to talk, to mentor in some way the volunteer. It's important that the volunteer have some time free in their schedule, because some, in some places the volunteers say their day is so long with work that they never have time to integrate and go see what's happening around in Oroville. So that's a point that's very important, to give them time and space to go explore Oroville. In some places, for some organizations like Le Velvet, they have some monthly meeting where and sharing where volunteers can come and exchange their experience, and any problem that they have, they can talk about. So it's always good to have places like this.
Where was that?
Velvet.
The German government.
When they stay in a youth hostel like the Mitra hostel, the problem is their tendency to stay among people of the same age and non-Oroveljan, so they don't mix up with the rest of the population. So it would be actually very nice if they could stay with families or with Oroveljans. In Color of Nature, they encourage the volunteer to go out to solar kitchen, to take classes and to meet other people. Okay, there is a problem of time, but the one who stays 3 months is just too short to have their own experience of Oroville, so we want to encourage. On the other hand, the curiosity to know about Oroville has to come from the volunteer. We cannot push someone, force someone to learn about Oroville. The one who are the most curious, they will find a way. There is many information out there. They can go to classes, talk to people, meet people, go to tours. Many, many things are already offered inside seminars and other things. So there is no need to push them so much also. Then, do we want our volunteer to understand Oroville? That was a question. It was the second question, Maggie? Bikram was saying. So now, how can we help mentoring?
But you were saying that it is important to meet volunteers outside the work.
Yeah, that's what we say. So we, to welcome the volunteers to meet outside. So some can talk and work at the same time, like in the farm. But in other places, it's nice to have time where they can meet and share outside of working hours, because obviously they're concentrated.
And also in places in bigger units where there are many volunteers, automatically there is more exchange, while in small units where they take one or two volunteers, there is very little contact and very little sharing. Second question was, how can we help mentoring the volunteers? So some say it is the role of the unit, the host, to mentor the volunteer. For some of them who come from university or Belgrade, there's a lot of paperwork to fill in. So that's also a way to mentoring. Some psychological support is sometimes needed, and it should be explained in advance that all of them can bring very strong psychological experience, and people have to be sure that they're strong enough to face it. Again, sharing between volunteers through blogs or through a Facebook page is more than recommended. And then interns are asked, for example, for Savi to make a report at the end of their internship. That's important to know how was their experience in Orville, but some leave without giving that. What to do? Some needs academic records, like if it's part of a university curriculum. And then again, it's the unit holder or the host who has to fill up all this paper. Lots of communication beforehand is always very necessary. How can we welcome qualified interns? That was another question. How can we attract interns that have qualification which could serve Orville? So advertisement, information, websites. If we can offer them a contribution, helping them pay whatever expenses they have in Orville, giving them accommodation, that of course attracts more people who are qualified. But some unit or farm cannot afford to help financially the volunteers. That's it.
Thank you
so much.
So let's, just before we go for tea, because it's rather late, I'm very happy that we have been discussing so many interesting proposals. So that we are going to collect and certainly to make a report out of it. I think that also what we can do is to gain to contact with the Orville Council to see how we can continue working on this policy to make it better and see what the adjustments so that we can still make after some time. For us in Savi, I'm very interested to read again and to take these proposals so that we can include that in a plan of work. And what I feel is also that you have manifested a strong support to us, and I see that this is a very good way to collaborate. Actually, maybe to interact more often, to create some occasions to discuss maybe more in a very simple and formal way as we do today. So again, I think everybody is, I'm very thankful to everybody. So let's share a moment together. And again, thank you.
Everybody is very thankful to Savi team.
Yeah.
Could you be the person to get some of the